Alone was a...
Were you uninvited to game night? Do you play board games with the ferocious intensity of an iron-fisted oligarch? Have friends left game night asking, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. It's Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale. Save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic, plus get a $300 instant gift. Take 120 nights to love it or your money back. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The war in Ukraine raising more questions ahead of President-elect Trump's taking office. ABC's Patrick Revo has more on possible solutions.
Some members of Trump's team have suggested that the war could be frozen. Then, in exchange, Ukraine could give up its ambitions to join NATO. The U.S. would then continue to also provide substantial amounts of weapons to Ukraine.
Ukraine's President Zelensky says he wants it to be fair, and ending just for the sake of ending would mean losses for Ukraine. In Southern California, crews are challenged with Santa Ana winds as they battle a wildfire in Ventura County. Since yesterday, it's burned nearly 20,000 acres. Police in Argentina announced three people have been arrested in connection with last month's hotel death of One Direction singer Liam Payne. Prosecutors in a statement say a friend of Payne's and two hotel employees are charged with crimes of abandonment of a person followed by death, along with supply and facilitation of narcotics. This is ABC News. Hurricane Rafael is now over the Gulf of Mexico after slamming Cuba with 115 mile per hour winds. The system has been downgraded. There is no threat to the U.S. Gulf Coast. In Idaho today, lawyers for accused killer Brian Koberger asked a judge to rule out the death penalty if he's convicted.
Attorneys for the man accused of brutally stabbing four University of Idaho students to death, arguing that the prosecutor's insistence on the death penalty violates both the Constitution and Koberger's rights. In the state of Idaho, execution by firing squad is permitted if lethal injection drugs are not available. His defense team pointing to that directly, saying lethal injection is not viable.
ABC's Kana Whitworth. The judge did not rule yet. It looks like 2024 will be the hottest year on record, that grim milestone from the European Climate Agency. Officials say the data shows the temperature of Earth is increasing. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy in the rinse straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy, rinse and refresh, it's a dream.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
A happy high-pressure system settles in today, clearing those clouds and allowing the sun to shine bright. High temperatures will reach the low 50s today with a southwest breeze. Then tonight, we fall crisp to near freezing. And for tomorrow, a warm-up. Under abundant sunshine, we reach the mid-50s. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on Thursday delivered her victory speech and pledged to work with President-elect Donald Trump when possible. Her Republican challenger, Eric Hovde, has yet to concede and could still request a recount. Republicans in the legislature held on to their majorities, even under newly drawn district maps. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says voters rejected the message from Democrats.
It was all about expanding the size of government, more spending, more things for people who potentially don't have the money to afford them through higher taxes. So I think our agenda is pretty good. We just have to figure out how we're going to deal with the onslaught of lies and deception.
Governor Tony Evers is ordering flags at half-staff on Friday, honoring former state lawmaker Jonathan Brostoff. The Milwaukee alderman died Monday in apparent suicide. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanksgiving's only a few weeks away, and Fleet Farm's got just what you need to prep for family and friends. For you turkey smokers, Griller's Gold barbecue pellets are just $5.99 a bag. And you can never have enough Fleet Farm mixed nuts. Two-pound bags are on sale for $12.99. Wash it all down with Bubbler's sparkling water. Now just $11 for 2 6-packs. The holidays will be here before you know it. So stock up now on everything you need at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. The company that employed a man who died in a water tank in Wisconsin will have to pay nearly $60,000 in fines after a settlement. Carlos Medina of Texas was working on the Blair water tank in March when he became cold and fatigued. OSHA says his equipment was tangled and other workers weren't able to pull him out in time. Liquid Engineering Corporation of Kentucky was cited with 7 serious OSHA violations. The company will have to provide proof that they've corrected all violations as part of the settlement. A paraeducator at Menominee High School will be sentenced in February for sexually assaulting a student. Quinton M. Williams pleaded no contest Tuesday to 1 count of sexual assault of a student by school staff. Williams was charged last October after the student told investigators she started talking with Williams over Snapchat. She said they began a relationship and that he also gave her alcohol. As part of the plea agreement, prosecutors will recommend 1 year in jail, probation, registering as a sex offender for 15 years, and that Williams will not work with people under the age of 18. Prosecutors in Rusk County are moving ahead with charges against a registered sex offender who they say lied about where he was living. Michael Krause has been on Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry since 2004 after he was convicted for child sexual assault. He's supposed to let the state know where he lives, but investigators said he lied about living in Bloomer. They also say Krause was babysitting children. Before moving to Bloomer, prosecutors say Krause was homeless in Ladysmith. The election is over, and now the yard signs must go. Wisconsin law says people have 7 days from yesterday, the day after the election, to pull their political yard signs from their yards. That includes the bigger signs that are often put up on busy streets and corners. It will be up to local authorities, however, to decide what to do if people don't get rid of their signs quickly enough. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
No one is saying how many workers at the Leinenkugel Brewery in Chippewa Falls will lose their jobs when the brewery closes. Molson Coors, which owns the Leinies brand, yesterday said it would close the historic brewery in Chippewa Falls and move beer production to Milwaukee. The company says they are looking to centralize brewing in Milwaukee. The Liney Lodge and the Pilot Brewery next door will remain open. The closing is scheduled for January. Two people were injured in a single vehicle accident in Martell Township Wednesday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 41-year-old Sandra McDonald of Baldwin was traveling westbound on 799th Avenue when she entered the ditch while attempting to make a right-hand turn onto Highway 63 northbound. McDonald and a 3-year-old passenger were taken to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin. A Sparta man is facing homicide charges in connection with the drunk driving crash that killed a construction worker last week. 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. is accused of crashing into a piece of construction equipment after losing control of his car near Oakdale November 1st. The crash killed the 35-year-old operator. Morales is now facing charges of reckless homicide, first-time OWI, and various reckless driving felonies. He's being held in Monroe County on a $250,000 cash bond and will be back in court in December. Wisconsin got close to record turnout for this week's election. The state's election commission yesterday said 72.6% of people who are eligible to vote did vote Tuesday. That's just below the record turnout of 73.2% in 2004. In all, the Elections Commission said 3.4 million people voted in this year's election. The big draw, of course, was the presidential race. The commission says about 30,000 fewer people voted in the state's U.S. Senate race and 193,000 fewer people voted on the state's citizens-only voting referendum. Locally here in the city of Durand and town of Durand, they both reported about 90% voter turnout. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer season runs from November 23rd through December 1st this year. Department of Natural Resources Deer Program Specialist Jeff Pritzel says a mildly dry summer and fall could impact the deer harvest.
In the farmland part of the state, corn harvest is well ahead of schedule at this point, and that will probably be the case as we lead into the gun season. And in areas where there's a lot of corn on the landscape, that can be a significant factor in terms of the amount of cover that's on the landscape and being able to see deer if they don't have that standing corn as additional cover.
Pritzel says the season is the latest it could be under state law. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Stream the best of British TV on BritBox. Watch captivating dramas and gripping mysteries, whether it's entire series of massive hits like Sherlock and Vera, new seasons of originals like The Responder, starring international Emmy winner Martin Freeman, or an extraordinary selection of beloved treasures featuring Idris Elba, Jodie Comer, Matthew McFadyen, Benedict Cumberbatch, and more. Only on BritBox. Watch with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Endfinger engaged in title fight. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Let's get racing! She's rounding the corner, straight for the straight talk aisle. Woo! Pile up on aisle 9. She just barely avoids it. Home stretch. She's picking out a new plan, keeping the phone she loves. Incredible win!
Bring your own phone and get one line for $25 a month with Straight Savings. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk, official partner of NASCAR. Straight Savings Plan requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are not met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk website. NASCAR is a registered trademark and used with express permission.
Brett Enfinger finished runner-up in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Championship last season. After locking into the Final Four with his win at Talladega, the CR7 Motorsports pilot has had time to get ready for this season's run at the title.
Last year was last year. This year, I feel like we're coming with more preparation. I feel like we've got an advantage from our team. And I think going into the season, probably people didn't look at it as making it to the championship four, but that was mine and Jeff's goal all along. So now we're here. We want to take advantage of it. And like I said, I feel like for the first time all year, we've had a little advantage because we've had a few extra weeks to prepare for it.
Catch the championship clash Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on MRN Radio. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. At Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale, get a king for the price of a queen and a free adjustable base with select Sealy beds, all with a low price guarantee. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Shop Dell Technologies early holiday savings event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Early holiday savings is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
The Baltimore Ravens are back home to open Week 10 of the NFL season tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Ravens are 6-3. The Bengals are 4-5. Packers continue their bye week and have the weekend off. They'll return early next week and start preparing for their matchup with the Bears in Chicago a week from Sunday. There's college basketball tonight in Madison. The Badgers host Montana State. Coach Greg Gard said after Monday's opener that you can expect to see a lot of different starting combinations for a while.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people and different nights. Who starts? In my mind, I've never talked about it or made a big deal of who is starting Everybody knows they need to be ready.
UW-Milwaukee also in action at Northern Iowa tonight. 2-1-6 teams meet in Milwaukee as the struggling Bucks play host to the equally struggling Utah Jazz. WIAA Boys and Girls State Volleyball Tournament continues today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A busy weekend will include boys state soccer plus boys and girls volleyball state championships. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. One of the busiest weekends of the fall sports season will feature not only football sectional championships, but also state tournaments for boys soccer, plus boys and girls volleyball. The boys soccer state tournament will be held Thursday through Saturday at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. In Division I, Marquette is the top seed, but defending champion Middleton is also part of the qualifying field. There will be a new champion in Division II, where Waukesha West is the number one seed, with unbeaten Elkhorn the two seed. St. Augustine Prep is making its first state tournament appearance and grabs the number one seed in Division III. Defending champion Shoreland Lutheran is the top seed in Division IV. It will be wall-to-wall action at the Rush Center in Green Bay for the WIAA Boys and Girls Volleyball State Tournaments. The event actually got underway Wednesday with boys quarterfinals and will continue through Saturday's girls championship matches. Divine Savior Holy Angels is the only defending champion to qualify on the girls' side, as the top-seeded Dashers are looking for a third consecutive title. Middleton is trying to repeat as the champion in boys volleyball. This marks the first year the girls' field has expanded to five divisions. The finals will air live on the expanded WIAA State Television Network. Be sure to visit WISSports.net for results from all the weekend action, including football state quarterfinals. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I asked Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach why some anglers have such a tough time fishing during the fall. He gave me a great answer. I'll tell you what it was, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says it can be a little tougher for some anglers in the fall because they don't realize that the fish now are everywhere. Most lakes have turned over, and that means that the oxygen is spread out in the lake in all of the depth levels, which means fish that were limited to 20, 25 feet because they had to stay above the thermocline can now go down deep in 35, 40, even 50 feet of water. Anywhere they want to go in the lake, they can, and they will. And that means that they're going to spread out all over. So you have to cover some ground. It doesn't matter if you're fishing for bass, northern pike, walleye. It doesn't matter. You've got to use a technique that allows you to cover some ground. So if you're fishing for walleyes, trolling a spinner rig is a good idea. For bass, a suspending crankbait cast along the deep edges of the vegetation. Northern pike, flipping a jig and a minnow along that same vegetation is going to catch you some big northern pike. But you got to keep that boat moving because those fish can be anywhere. And you're just going to pick up one here and one there. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Not sure how much you know about Progressive Insurance. You may know us for insuring your home and auto. You may know a couple of our commercials. But what you may not know is that since 2013, Progressive has been honoring veterans with vehicle donations through the annual Keys to Progress Veteran Vehicle Giveaway Program, giving back to those who gave so much. Now, you probably didn't wake up today saying, I really wish I knew more about Progressive Insurance, but this seemed like the type of thing people wouldn't mind hearing about. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A happy high-pressure system settles in today, clearing those clouds and allowing the sun to shine bright. High temperatures will reach the low 50s today with a southwest breeze. Then tonight, we fall crisp to near freezing. And for tomorrow, a warm-up. Under abundant sunshine, we reach the mid-50s. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. Explore alex.com. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Joining me on today's program, Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics. And let's jump right into the grain side of the markets here. First of all, settlements look like corn is going to settle 1 to 2 higher. Soybeans, the big mover of the day, though, 21 to 22 cents higher at these settlements. And then the wheat was a little bit weaker. Kansas City down 4 to 5, and wheat, Chicago was down 1 to 2, 2 to 3 lower up in Minneapolis. First of all, just thoughts on this day session here. Again, another day removed from the elections. Does the honeymoon continue, or what's the thought of the trade here on a Thursday, Mike?
Yeah, I think the best way to categorize what we saw Thursday before the WASDE report and as we were getting the Federal Reserve update on interest rate policy, which they did cut a quarter of a percentage point, was probably the issue, Chad, of the Trump trade. And we're still working through that. We had a Trump trade, as the trade would define it, before the election, of a sharply higher U.S. dollar, sharply higher bond yields, sharply higher equities markets, and that would be opposite of that trade would be sharply lower crude oil and a sharply lower price action in the competing currencies. And I think what we saw in today's trade on Thursday was maybe the market had already factored in and priced in a lot of President Trump's victory by the dollar falling pretty sharply. And what was most noteworthy for our discussion was the Brazilian real came in with a new monthly high against the U.S. dollar. I think that was one of the big pieces of the puzzle as to why that soybean market was able to turn around twice and close 2% higher. I think that was led by the 4+% gain in the bean oil market. And I think the bean oil, the currencies, and I think this is where the Trump trade maybe is starting to play out in a more favorable light, that President Trump's biofuel policy and the Senate's biofuel policy is going to be more favorable, I think, for agriculture. And we're not going to see corn and soybeans negatively impacted by a changing biofuel policy. They'll be supported by that. And so there's a lot of short covering in the soybean oil for a variety of reasons. And I can't leave out the best reason of all, and the one that's easiest to connect the dot to, was the actual soybean oil export sales coming in at over 114,000 metric tons. That was almost double the highest trade expectation. And that, again, would suggest the trade had been pulling back on physically buying bean oil related to sustainable aviation fuel is probably jumping in now since we have the results of the U.S. election.
Yeah. Now, the export numbers that we had this morning, I think those go back to before the election, right? But nonetheless, they were big, and again, kind of hinting towards maybe getting some things laid in before the election took place. But we're just now seeing those totals, right?
Yes, that's right. And I think it's an excellent point. I think it correlates to the President Trump gaining in the polls over the last couple weeks. And so that's probably how I would explain most of that.
Okay. You mentioned the Fed, because after the election, the other big news item this week was the Federal Reserve and their monetary policy. Were they going to change anything? You said it was a quarter point, 25 basis points that they cut. Is that significant? What do you think that means for agriculture?
I think it's significant in that it was consistent with what the trade was expecting. And I think this is the overall mindset that I carry in the post-election environment is now, without having a climate policy question mark, a biofuel policy question mark, and a farm bill policy question mark. In other words, if the Democrats had won both the Senate and the presidency, I think all three of those things would have been on the table. The funds and the investor community would have been a lot more nervous about those three policies. I think there's more consistency that it's going to be similar to the policy that we've had in the past. Yes, you have the chance for higher tariffs. But again, I think we've traded a lot of that. And so the fundamentals, I think, Chad, can be traded more. So South American weather. Do we get a yield decline in soybeans tomorrow on WASDE's update? And can we take that 550 million bushel carryover for soybeans down closer to 500 million? I'm at 513, for instance, on a smaller yield. And I think there's a real good likelihood that we did have light moisture levels that did drag the yield down, especially in beans, but even in corn in some key areas, your state being one of them, and in my state and parts of it being one of them. So I think that's part of the calculus to why the trade wanted to go after so aggressively the soybeans in the pre-report environment. That the one qualifier I would put out there, and it's an important one, is the USDA Ag Attaché in Beijing came in with a fresh report, and their imports for China are 5 million metric tons lower than USDA's official number of 109. And I buy into that 104 level instead of the 109 level a lot more because of the livestock issues that we've talked a lot about. So that is something I'm really watching to see is if we lose Chinese import demand but still get a yield reduction here in this country, how does the trade balance that out?
All right, very quickly here, what have the outside markets, energy, metals, things like that done since the election?
Yeah, the big thing for the energies, since we don't have a lot of time in this segment, is the crude oil. Is the drill, baby, drill mindset factored in or not? Because that would be one of the big things to be watching for, another leg lower in crude oil with President Trump's policy of opening up the spigot. And I think that's something to really watch this next 14 days, so essentially between now and the end of the month, what does crude oil do? If it doesn't go down, I think there could be a good chance we've priced a lot of negativity already in.
That's Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics. Join us for the second half of the Channel Final Bell. That is coming up here in just moments. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, again joined by Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, as we continue to talk about what's going on in today's commodity trade. We haven't talked about wheat very much. I did mention that it was kind of weak in the weekly export sales report this morning. What was going on with wheat? I mean, there's a couple of, I guess you could kind of pick your take your pick of which what you wanted to earmark as the reason for that, huh, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, export sales would be the top of my list. It's always been about demand with putting lows in these commodity markets, Chad, especially the wheat market, and especially given the big competition we've had in the Black Sea. Hard red wheat weather clearly has improved. I think there is going to be some prevent plant in both Nebraska and Kansas and a lot more, I think, in Oklahoma, but that's probably down the road as far as the market worrying about that. The Russian Ag Ministry also came in and increased their production or kept their production at 83 million metric tons for wheat. That compares to last month's USDA figure of 82. So it puts on the table the idea that we're not going to get lower global supplies like I think we should in tomorrow's report. And I've always felt like wheat is the leader. And this is the reason, is because we have the adequate supply of wheat, or we don't have the adequate supply. It either supports or pressures the row crops in many cases. So I think wheat, other than the yield changes for corn and beans and the potential there, the Chinese soybean demand issue that we spoke about, the world wheat supply demand fundamentals, I think, is in the big picture the most important number each and every month on the WASDE report.
What's your feeling on the moisture that we received in wheat country? Is it enough to hold on? Adequate? Not enough? What do you think?
I think it's very adequate for about 75% of the wheat belt. I think western Kansas and center west, western Nebraska still need a good drink, but the models are suggesting that's going to happen. Is it too late? Are we already past the prevent plant time period? Will producers take the risk? Areas that got rains probably almost got too much rains. I talked to a cattleman, wheat farmer in north central Kansas today, and he had gotten 4 inches of rain the last 2 weeks, 10 days, and he said his pens are a mess. And, you know, he's got plenty of water now for wheat, but it's like going from a famine to a surplus in 1 week.
Huh. All right. Let's switch over and check what's going on in the mercantile. We had slightly higher moves in cattle, live cattle, feeder cattle. Hogs were slightly higher as well. Thinking about these cattle, you know, you've got futures moving up a little bit, but no cash trade yet. As a matter of fact, bids are 186, 292 would have been thrown out so far. What do you think the cattle are dealing with right now?
I think the cattle have a lot of support underneath them from a second day in a row of record highs in the U.S. equities, because the funds have attached that to the consumption demand mindset for the red meat, in my opinion, and the prices for what's going on and say the S&P 500 and the fat cattle are very highly correlated over the last 6 to 8 weeks. And so that's a big issue going into the end of the year, is can the stock market hang on to these kind of gains? And I think that's a major feature to the cash market and why Q4 hedges might be a good idea. The hog market is probably the most susceptible to another move to the downside after the weekly export sales came out this morning. We had an actual net reduction, a negative number of almost 15,000 metric tons, or 15,000 tons, I should say. Mexico and China both had reductions. And so that could be a very big key in the puzzle, Chad, that we've hit price points in the international pork market, the U.S. pork market specifically, that is turning away the import demand. I think that's really important and very structural to keeping the cattle and the beef market elevated in 2025. So that was a big deal to me this morning.
Yep. All right. We got about a minute or so left here. Give us the preview. You mentioned it. The WASDE comes out during trade tomorrow, late morning. What are the keys to that report? What are you going to be watching?
Yeah, to me, going back to the wheat market and it being the weaker side of the equation, again, post-election, the weekly high in soft red wheat and the weekly low in soft red wheat are also the monthly high and monthly low. So 579.5 and 562 are the two numbers I'll be watching very closely as we finish out the trading week. I think the other thing that really is important as we go forward here is Argentina's weather and the crop side of the equation. While Brazil's weather is good and has improved, Argentina still has a pretty big patch of problems. I want to see if that doesn't develop here in the next couple weeks and support the corn market especially.
All right, very good. As always, hey, give me your contact information. If folks would like to kind of follow along with what you're doing over there at GlobalCom Research, how do we do that?
Yeah, go to globalcomresearch.com, and it's GlobalCom with two M's. A normal two-week trial, I'll extend that to 3 weeks if you mention in the comments that you're a rural radio listener, and I'll be happy to do that.
Mike, always good to talk to you. Thank you much. Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, for joining us on today's Channel Final Bell. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss. Might not be suitable for all investors. That's today's program, brought to you by Channel and your local dealers. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time, the USDA will release the October World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report, with analysts watching closely for any major changes to the market outlook for commodities. I'll be back with a preview when we return.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Yes, tomorrow, the U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its November World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report, or WASD. This monthly publication provides updates on crop production and demand forecasts, and it can influence market prices. Tomorrow, analysts will be watching several key areas closely after dry weather continued for much of the Corn Belt in the month of October, and the southeastern portions of the United States were inundated with water from hurricanes Helene and Milton. Last month, the USDA projected corn production at 15.2 billion bushels, with an average yield of 183.8 bushels per acre. Despite those earlier weather challenges, recent harvest data suggests yields have been better than expected, at least on the corn side. Experts anticipate the November report to maintain or perhaps slightly reduce these figures. On the demand side, domestic use, particularly for ethanol, remains strong, while export dynamics are being influenced by both global competition, particularly in South America, and trade policies. The surge in ethanol production and exports was largely unanticipated by the USDA earlier this year, and as low-carbon fuel requirements increase globally, industry experts are optimistic that those ethanol exports will be able to continue. Last month's report also estimated soybean production at 4.6 billion bushels, with yields coming in at 53.2 bushels per acre. Again, we've seen largely favorable harvest conditions, and that is expected to have supported these projections. Analysts are expecting minimal changes in tomorrow's report. Global demand, however, especially from China, continues to bolster soybean exports, and domestic crush demand has been driven by biofuel production has also been significant. Those two factors could see an adjustment higher on the report. Analysts for this month are monitoring winter wheat planting progress and conditions for any adjustments in the upcoming report. Domestic use has seen slight increases, particularly in feed and residual use for wheat. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
While the USDA isn't expected to report any major shocks on tomorrow's supply and demand estimates report, last November's report was bearish enough to prompt corn futures down below their September low. And it's a reminder that this report can indeed be a market mover. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We've got what you want. What you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny and a little warmer tomorrow, a high to the mid-50s. Then rain chances return for the weekend, highs near 50. Dry weather returns for Monday and on into Tuesday, with more rain possible into Wednesday. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Currently 49 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm gonna go out dancing in the pouring.
Buddies think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone, I've been gone. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. Head down that highway, anywhere but my way, ever since you moved on. I've been gone. Hotel heartbreak, past rock bottom on the way, without leaving my living room. I've been a million places, but they're all up in my head. Over drinking, overthinking ever since you left. I've been gone, I've been gone. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV all day long, all day long. Train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. Head down that highway, anywhere but my way, ever since you moved on, I've been gone. Yeah, I've been gone. All the clothes are on the floor, all the mail's by the door, all the whiskey bottles in my bed. In the sink, all the gas is in the tank. All the neighbors probably think I'm dead. I've been gone, I've been gone. I've been sitting on the couch watching TV all day long, all day long. I've been trying to figure out how a good thing went wrong. Faster than that freight train, farther than that airplane, sadder than a country song. Headed down that highway, anywhere but my way, ever since you moved.
We got you covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about locking out. Whether we're wrong or we're right, I'm not talking about hooking up and hanging out. I'm just talking about tonight. You were sitting on your bar stool talking to some fool who didn't have a clue. I guess they couldn't see you were looking right at me, 'cause I was looking at you too. Then it's, do you want to dance? Have we ever met? You said, hold your horses, boy, I ain't that easy to get. Oh, I'm not talking about locking down forever, baby. That would be too demanding. I'm just talking about two lonely people who might reach a little understanding. I'm not talking about knocking out heaven with weather. If we can start as friends, the weekend just might end with a little kiss. She said, I'm a lady looking for a man.
don't want to be standing here with this ticket for this southbound plane. Cause I've been here before and somehow this doesn't feel the same. Well, talk is cheap so we could talk all night long. We may never figure out just where love went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here and I don't want to be talking here. And I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. The old folks say love's not forever anymore, because these young people walk away from love alone to pace the floor. Young or old, I say that love is still the same, and you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head and heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. Two lonely hearts in this airport, that outbound plane. That frown you're wearing's just your halo turned upside down. Where is the laughter we once shared back in the lost and found? These broken wings are gonna leave me here to stand my ground. You can have this ticket for that lonely plane that's flying out. Don't wanna be standing here, and I don't wanna be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. If love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it's a long way to Richmond, rolling north on 95. With a redhead riding shotgun and a pistol by my side. Boy.